Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because our next guest is with us, Georgia's illustrious track and field coach, Petros Kipriano. Petros, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. We're doing well. We love this time of year. I know you do, too, because things are winding down, but yet at the same time ramping back up for the postseason. How are things going with the team right now? Can you hear us okay, Petros? Yeah. Maybe we got it.
Yes. I'm fired up. You know, every time this time of the year, you know, you got to get excited. You know, it's postseason. NCAA is coming up. You know, that's the best time of the year for track teams.
Absolutely. Now, tell us a little bit about what's been going on this week. You've had your hands kind of full. You've got a TV station from Cyprus that's been following you around. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, you know, Cyprus is my home island nation, where I was born and raised, and you know, there's not a lot of actually, I'm the only track coach that lives and works in the U.S. from Cyprus, so I guess I caught their attention, and they just wanted to kind of show the country what our track world can do, and kind of promote the university a little bit too, worldwide, because it is a part of Europe, and they will show UGA and our team in Europe, and I think that's exciting.
Well,
they've been here since Monday night. Yeah, it's been great.
It's like the real world, or you're living one of these kind of these TV shows where they just follow you around. How much longer are they going to be?
Until Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. So are they filming you right now as you do this radio interview?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not right now.
I gotcha.
I'll let them know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, we next week, the guys that have qualified, they're going to head down to Jacksonville. That's the NCAA East preliminaries. Now, how do you prepare for days ahead of a meet like that? Is how much rest goes into, you know, preparing for a meet that this deep into the season, as opposed to just keeping your stride to stay on top of your game for next week?
Yeah, it is a very tricky time of the year because, you know, you're coming off an SEC championship competition. You know, you compete up against the best, so the body's pretty tired. But, you know, thankfully we have a good support system. You know, our sports medicine crew is doing a fantastic job, you know, helping the athletes with, you know, rehab and recovery and different techniques. So, you know, we take a few days to rejuvenate and get back to normal, and then, you know, we get them back in the weight room for a few days, get activated and ready to go. And then about day four or five, we're back to normal. So kind of sharpen up a little bit and go back at it.
You're ramping up, then you're kind of bringing it back down a little bit. So you want to be peaking, obviously, at the NCAAs when they're getting cranked up next month. But how much different is it for the track athletes versus the field athletes, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it is very tricky because, and I'm glad you brought it up, because in the field events, you only get three attempts, basically, to qualify for the NCAA championships in Austin. So let's say you have two scratches, I mean, you know, the stress is high, so you got to really, you know, collect yourself and get back and jump or throw. As opposed to the track events, you know, you have a qualifying round and a pre-preliminary round. And then if you make the top 12, you make it through. So basically the top 12, for each event advance to Austin. Focus and sense of urgency will be our thing going into Jacksonville. But the ultimate goal is to peak and be ready to go in Austin in June.
Talking with Petros Kipriano, Georgia's track and field coach. Let's see. So going to Austin, when the NCAA's return back to that palace that they're building out there in Oregon, is it just is it going to stay out there forever? Is that you think that's what will end up happening?
You know, I think their goal is to do that. As much as I hated going all the way out there, and I don't have that here, they are doing a fantastic job, and it is the track town USA, and I kind of hope they keep it, you know, unless somebody else spends $250 million for a track facility a little closer to us. But it literally will be a palace, and I think you hit it right on the head on that one. So I think they keep it, really.
How much did you say they were spending on it?
I think the report I've seen on papers is $250 million for a track and field facility.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah,
well,
I think it's going to stay out there.
They love it out there. But, hey, Patrice, the thing about it is like a Denzel Kamenicha can walk down the street here in Athens, Georgia, and no one's going to bother him. But in Athens, Greece, or out in Oregon, people want his autograph. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, he's a legend. I mean, he's a god, you know, in track and field world. But unfortunately, in Athens, they'll ask him, are you on the football team? Because he's a big guy.
Yeah. Well, what is like, because I've seen Denzel, and, you know, he has a different body type than, say, you know, Reese Hoffa's the same thing. Reese is he's a great guy. He's been on the show. We love Reese, but he's a different body type than Denzel. So how do different guys like that, because Denzel's taller, he's a little more, I don't know, a little more sleeker, I guess, for lack of a better word. But how do guys like that find that they have that skill to do something like the shot? And I know Denzel does more than just the shot put, but how do they find that they have that kind of a skill?
Yeah, I mean, he's extremely athletic. I mean, just so you know, the other day he was doing starts, like competing with my decathletes for 20 meters. And he was very close in beating them, believe it or not.
Really?
He's a very wired, we like to call them wired, like very explosive, and, you know, they can cover distance in a very short amount of time. Very quick feet, very intelligent bodies. He is Reese Hoffa 2.0, if you wanted to give it like an analogy there. But he's extremely athletic, very competitive, and when you have the whole package, you're lethal.
Well, Patrice, one thing too, and by the way, you've got the number one recruiting classes in both the men's and women's side coming in. We've been getting a lot of people asking us about Matthew Bowling, and he's become an internet legend. Tell us a little bit about him, and what I guess he's just caused kind of this the sensation here, and I know everybody's excited about him. But tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, Matthew, we got really lucky with him because, you know, we identify him as a 400 runner and a long jumper, you know, a very athletic young man from Houston, Texas, very early. I mean, my assistant, Althea Thomas, did a fantastic job scouting him down and, you know, making a case for him. I think we've done a great job as a staff. We signed all eight of them. He's a part of the eight number ones. At the time, he was a number one 400 meter runner, running 46:20, I believe. And next thing you know, he goes out and opens up with 10:20 in the 100, and then 9:98, and long jumps 26:4, and then goes on and on and on, and everybody's going crazy, which is good because it does put UGA up there, and you know, everybody's like, wow. I mean, this is serious. And you know, we've had the funny stuff, you know, online, you know, on Twitter, you know, can you cash? Does Kirby know about him? but he's a very athletic guy, and we were very fortunate to have signed him.
Talking with Patrice Cipriano.
Coach Patrice, we also get a lot of questions, and by all reports, things are very good. The recovery of Elijah Godwin seems to be going very well. What kind of spirits is he in? And we all know the story, what happened by now, but seems to be just an amazing kid with an amazing story now to tell, and looks like there will be a happy ending to this thing.
Yeah. Elijah was a very unfortunate freak accident. You know, like, I've been in track and field for more than 20 years. I've never seen anything like that, but Elijah was an example of strength and perseverance, you know, being hurt, and he was the calmest of all. really. I mean, and like I said, our sports medicine jumping on, Stacy Kissel, our athletic trainer, jump on in right away and treated him right, and everybody kept cool. But bottom line, you know, if the kid is not who he is, I don't think he would have reacted that way. And he, you know, even about 3 hours after the surgery, he was asking us, can I make the plane tomorrow for the SEC championship? He's a giant, a mental giant. And those are the kids we like to have on the team. And he's a great student, too. I mean, he's an A student, just an amazing kid. Great character, great family. I mean, his mother was there, very supportive. Very positive, and like you said, good ending story, and everybody's happy. He's happy. He's very grateful that it could have been worse or whatever, but he's done a fantastic job keeping his cool, and he's almost 100%. I mean, he's recovering extremely well.
Well, that's great to hear. There may be a couple of people listening that aren't sure about, that don't know what we're talking about, but could you explain a little bit about what happened to him?
Yeah, so he was just doing some backpedaling, a drill that sprinters always do to warm up. And, you know, he was poked or pierced by a stationary javelin that it was in his way. He did, and that caused to pierce him. And long story short, it basically needed surgery to remove the piece of javelin that was on his left side, backside. So
that's crazy. Yeah, crazy. And we are all very, very happy that the story, as Logan saying, does have a happy ending. As far as what you've got going in June after the NCAAs, I did want to mention that you're doing the Ride for a Cure, right? That'll be helping raise money for research and prevention of childhood cancer. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So I decided that I wanted to get on my bike and go across country, and I realized that when you want to do something like that, you know, you need some sort of motivation, and you know, it goes a little bit beyond that. I mean, obviously. You know, I lost a very dear person to me, due to cancer. But I always, you know, thought, you know, the cancer research in children is very, very sensitive matter to me, and I think it's tremendous. And I've gotten the chance to see that up close and how families are impacted by that terrible disease. So I decided to, you know, while I'm hitting 3,200 miles on my bike, having a little motivation there and get people to, you know, spread some awareness about that kind of research and support that we have in our community. And knowing where the funds will go, it makes it even better for me and the community to come close together and support me in this journey.
Well, it's definitely great, and thank you for doing that. I will have to ask you, though, because last time you were on with us, you said at one point, you said, hey, I'm demanding, you know, I'm a very intense coach, and I was going to ask you, what do you do to unwind a little bit when you do get that chance? So is riding, is that your thing?
Yep, you get on your bike, and you ride until you cool off.
Hey, that sounds pretty good to me. That sounds like what else do you like to do though? To, you know, what else do you do to just kind of get off the grid or get away from things?
Yeah, I mean, riding is one thing. I mean, I do have a cruise bike, my Indian, that I will do the big trip, and then I have a dirt bike that, you know, I go out of Durham Town and you know, jump a few hills and and get airborne a little bit and. I do work on some mechanical watches as my calm down and stress reliever a little bit, and you know, maybe lifting weights here and there. So
I hear you.
Keep myself busy.
I love it. You like to get airborne on the bike. I love that. That is that's fantastic. Well, Petros, we'll check back with you later on this summer. What are the what are you coaching this summer? Once the NCAAs and the Ride for a Cure are over with. What do you have for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, it will be a very busy summer. I will be traveling a lot with some of our current and former student athletes that still train here with me. First off is the European Under 23 in the middle of July, and then I'll be with Keturah Orji and her Diamond League competitions, and then we have trials for the World Championships, and then I'm also on the USA staff for the Thorpe Cup, and then which is the Germany versus versus U.S. Decathlon meet. So it's pretty busy all the way until October, basically. So I'll be in and out.
Excellent.
Until school starts.
Excellent. Well, we are so proud of what you've done for the track and field program. Sounds like nothing but great things ahead. And I know the number one recruiting class, men and women, that is fantastic. 9 top 4 NCAA finishes the last 3 seasons, which is truly great, including 2 national championships. Petrus, thanks so much. Keep up the great work, and we can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir. Great talking to you.
All right. Georgia's track and field coach, Petrus Kyprianou.